The Caribbean Today, a digital news panorama by the Latin American News Agency from Havana, Cuba. Today is Monday, October 18, 2021. The President of Cuba, Miguel Díaz-Canel, ratified Cuba's commitment to strengthening the strategy to guarantee the care of the environment. The state plan for confronting climate change, known as Life Task, was approved 4 years ago, with concrete actions being carried out in the care of nature. Environmental issues transcended scientific circles to become a priority to the Cuban government. All the knowledge acquired over the years allowed the government to approve on April 25, 2017, the state plan for confronting climate change known as Life Task. The environmental issue has become prominent in all areas in Cuba, with short, medium, and long-term policies established. And although the country is now fighting the COVID-19 pandemic, actions on this front continue. Cuba confirmed 1,844 positive SARS-CoV-2 cases and 21 deaths from complications associated with the disease. Francisco Duran, National Director of Epidemiology at the Ministry of Public Health, detailed in his usual morning television conference that 24,352 people remain hospitalized. Of them, 14,375 are suspects, 1,716 are under epidemiological surveillance. The number with the active virus is still high, but has been gradually decreasing for over a month, the doctor pointed out. Cuban Foreign Minister Bruno Rodriguez on Sunday reaffirmed that eradicating poverty and saving the world depend on creating an honest, equitable, and humane financial system, as historic leader Fidel Castro pointed out. On Twitter, the foreign minister recalled on the International Day for the Eradication of Poverty the speech of June 9, 1999, the then president of Cuba delivered at the summit of Latin American heads of state and government and the European Union. Instead of a new architecture for an old and outmoded system, it is urgent to demolish the established financial system and create another truly honest, democratic, equitable, and humane that helps eradicate poverty and save the world, Fidel Castro said. And in the international agenda, we have that. The Mexican government on Sunday provided some details about the reopening of the border with the United States planned by President Joe Biden for November. In a statement, the Mexican Secretariat of Foreign Affairs said that it will cooperate with its U.S. counterpart to protect the health of both societies and improve the commercial dynamics on the common border. That country will accept travelers with vaccines authorized by the World Health Organization. This includes, for the Mexican party, those vaccines produced by Pfizer and BioNTech, AstraZeneca, and the University of Oxford, Johnson & Johnson, Moderna, and Sinovac. Meanwhile, at least 17 American missionaries, including children, together with national citizens, were kidnapped in Haiti in an area under the control of the 400 Mawoso gang, local media reported. The events occurred on Saturday on the Gantier Road when heavily armed men blocked the Carrefour Bonne and La Tremblay 17 roads and seized the occupants of several vehicles, according to Le Nouveliste newspaper. Following the seizures, a patrol of the anti-drug trafficking brigade launched a chase on a car allegedly involved. Several of them are presumed to have been injured, while the police regretted the death of an agent, confirmed the institution's spokeswoman, Marie-Michelle Verrier. But there's no word on the whereabouts of those abducted. The group of abductees was allegedly on their way home after building an orphanage, according to a message shared with the press by the religious organization Christian Aid Ministries. And this is all for today. We'll be back tomorrow with more news on the Caribbean that unites us.